Let me talk about the Sleep Number bed for a second. I've had one for years, and you probably heard me talking on the radio about it, and the story's changed because they keep developing these new innovative things. So first of all, it was the Sleep Number. When that came along, I went into the store, and I was like, okay, I laid on the bed. And they still do this, and they give you a sleep number based on how you lay, your back, your neck. Mine's 30. But now my friends at Sleep Number have introduced what I think is the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The whole thing is to keep you comfortable. You choose your ideal firmness with the Sleep Number. And then it has responsive air technology. The bed senses every move, automatically adjusts to you so you can stay sleeping comfortably through the night. Did you know that? My Sleep Number settings are 30. My Sleep IQ was in the 90s last night. Right now, it's a great time to go in. The lowest prices of the season, you can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds as well. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide or call 800-NEXT-BED or visit sleepnumber.com to find a store near you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Friday's show. Let me say good morning to you listening if you're on the phone, if you're in the car, or whatever. I just appreciate you being here. I like that your ears are within my lips range. Kind of creepy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let me blow in your ear.
It's weird.
That's kind of creepy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Marcia!
Morning!
Big show today. So Carly Pierce stops by and performs Every Little Thing. Oh, I remember every little thing.
The heart. Yeah,
is.
I like that.
She's coming by. Dance parties today. We do the mid-season MVP. I've got a prize here in the building for whom I have declared mid-season MVP.
Yeah!
I can't wait!
Yeah. All that. By the way, I know Dierks Bentley's office phone. Like, he just is not using a phone.
Oh, he's off his phone. It sounded like you said his office phone.
Yes.
Okay. He's not on his office phone and his office phone.
Yeah, he's off the grid.
So, and it's true because I talk to Dierks about once a week, at least through text. Uh-huh. I've heard nothing from him.
Not a peep?
Nothing.
Hmm. This you dude, tried typing him?
No, I sent him a letter.
Send a yeah. telegram?
I smoke signaled him. I got nothing back. But no, he must be out because he'll text me during the show or like in the afternoon just randomly. Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know how people do that.
I love it.
I don't. I think it's a terrible idea.
You don't
I'm
think it's
do
healthy?
It. I'm going to do it soon.
Like a good little healthy break?
Okay, but again, 15, 20 years ago, you would say that about TV or you would say that about reading letters back in the Civil War days. You know, there's always something.
I don't think anybody was ever like, I'm going to take a break from reading letters.
In the Civil War.
You don't know, though.
I just really don't think so.
I've been writing a lot of letters these days.
Winston, put your felt tip pen away. You've been writing too many letters back to the homeland.
I mean,
yes, I do
I
think
just don't, you're so dumb. I just don't know
no way.
About that. Like, that's...
You see Jimmy over there? He's been writing a lot of letters lately. Should we tell him?
You that's know,
like way of
four
talking.
Score and 9 years ago, I wrote too many letters, young men, and I've decided to stop. I think that could have been a thing.
Okay.
Do you think in like tons and tons of years away from now, people are going to be like, there's no way they ever put their phones away?
Yeah, that's my point. Yes. That's my point.
Don't be ridiculous.
They'll be doing their own little radio, you know, space show, and they'll be like,
they're like holograms.
Freddie, don't be crazy. People put their phones away.
Back on Earth, they didn't do that.
Earth. Yeah, remember that?
Oh, that was a good place.
Remember when Earth fought Mars? There was that, they put their phones away. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What up?
What up?
What's up, man?
Just chilling.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
There's a new mayor in the town of Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. Won by a landslide, too. Small town. 3,300 votes. The new mayor is a 3-year-old pit bull named Brenneth.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. I don't know if people are just so angry with politics in general.
Like, sometimes cats become mayors and stuff.
Like, that's going to be a movie, President Dog. You know, when America just gets tired of humans, who do they vote for? President Ruff Ruff.
Could be sooner
than
we think.
That's a good idea.
And everyone in town put a dollar in when they voted, so it went right to the animal shelter. And they're going to re-elect a new mayor. But,
oh,
that,
but
person,
why?
That person's got to be like, oh, man, I'm second string. Yeah. They didn't really want me. So, the pit bull that was elected, Brenneth. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I see you.
I see you, you pit bull, and you're a town. Mm-hmm. You're a town electing a dog. All right. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Madison, Wisconsin. They've announced that there's going to be no immediate release from prison for Brendan Dassey from Netflix Making a Murderer. The panel gave no explanation. In St. Louis, a sinkhole opened up downtown, swallowing a car. Luckily, nobody was injured. Authorities are investigating. And finally, in New York City, 30,000 bees swarmed a ledge above Times Square. Everybody is okay. The bees have been removed. And now in New York, that's the third major bee swarm in the past month.
Perfect blue sky yesterday. Driving down the road, top off my Jeep. Big old puffy white clouds. I'm just cruising, riding down the highway. People waving at me in my Jeep. Yay. Walk inside the gym. 5 minutes later, boom, storm hits. Just pouring down rain. You're just helpless at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I'm halfway into a hardcore workout, and it's just pouring down. That, not having a top or doors on the Jeep, woo, and I sent my stepdad a picture. He's like, let me see that Jeep. Can you have Instagram?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so he's like, let me let her see Dat, D-A-T, Jeep. And he's not riding it to be cool, which is how he rides.
Yeah.
So I sent him a picture, and he was like, cool.
Cool.
That's it.
Yeah.
Man, you need some, like, go-go gadget doors.
I'm going to get some black wheels put on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Dang, nice.
I'm not getting a lift kit.
Girl up in it?
I'm not hanging any rooms off the back of it.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. That's so...
No, that's funny. Every time you see it, you laugh.
Like, testicles? No, that's gross.
No, I'm like, so grow
funny.
Up.
See, funny or over the line? Eddie?
Funny.
Lunchbox?
Hilarious.
Amy?
Over the line.
Over the line.
Oh, man.
Like, would I put my own out? No, so why would I put out some fake ones?
Yeah,
everybody's
Eddie,
seeing?
Would you let your son put that on his car?
I mean, when he's 18, he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, would yeah, you like right. your son to see that and be like, Daddy, what's hanging off the back of Bobby's Jeep?
Oh, he'd know what it was.
Oh, my gosh. Now you're all of a sudden cool, Dad.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Positivity time around the room with a little Friday Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
This story's crazy, by the way. These firefighters, they were going to a different 911 call. And so all of a sudden they're driving, they're like, woo, 911 call, 911 call. And they saw another house with smoke coming out of the top of it. So they're like, arr! Some of them go to this other one. Some of them stop at this one. They go in, house on fire. Nobody's in there. They like run through all, but there's a dog in there like choking to death.
Oh no.
Of smoke inhalation.
Mm-hmm.
They grab the dog, the chihuahua, they save him, they put the oxygen mask on him, they get him out, they put the fire in the house out. Everybody's okay. Dog's okay, house is okay, firefighter's okay. They fix the other 911 call.
Yeah.
Just because they saw it on the way, they stopped.
It's awesome. Shout
How about
out.
That tell me something good. Man, beat that. I see you and raise you a nickel. Go ahead.
Well, an elderly blind woman called an operator for help with her microwave. She could not figure it out. And I think normally if someone were to call 911 or the police for this, they might be like, oh, this misuse of 911, but she was elderly and blind.
Excuse me, sonny boy, I'd like to get my microwave fixed.
Listen, an officer showed up, helped the error message on her microwave, and then he was like, is there anything else I can do to help you while I'm here? And she's like, do you sing?
No.
And he's like,
do you sing?
No, I don't sing, whatever. She's like, really, honestly, if you could sing to me, that would be great. So he did. He sang to her, You Are My Sunshine. That's what she wanted.
Would you sing to me, You Are My Sunshine, please, sir?
You Are My Sunshine?
Yeah, I like that. Keep going.
My Only Sunshine?
Yeah, and when do you keep me happy?
When skies are blue?
Yeah.
Gray.
Gray?
Lunchbox.
Little Leon is 10 years old. He was out shopping with his mom when he found a stuffed animal. It was a panda, and he was like, oh, I gotta have it. So they get to the checkout, and the mom's like, look, son, I can't afford it. You're gonna have to go put it back. We'll come back on the 25th. And we'll buy the panda. So he went back, stuffed it in a box, and wrote, please, no one buy this. My mom can't afford it. We're coming back on the 25th to buy it. Store employees saw the note, pulled their money together. So when they came back on the 25th, it was already paid for. Dang. So little Leon got the panda.
Little Leon.
Yeah, little Leon.
I love
he was
that
smiling.
So much. That's like one of the best stories we've ever had.
Little Leon.
Come on now.
Little Leon in the house.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Oh, little Leon, I'm old lady Gertrude. I'm glad you got your toy.
Man, I nail the old lady impression.
You do.
It's good.
Thank you very much.
Well, now it's turning into some kind of Lord of the Rings character. All right, there you go. There's Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I didn't get to bed till late last night. I tell you, I get on Twitter and I start talking to people. I look up, it's an hour and 45 minutes later. I could have read a book. There's so many productive. I could have written that second book I'm writing right now. Could have written that. But this, I'm hour and 45 minutes in. All I'm doing is yelling at people on Twitter. Mr. Bobby Bones. I also was FaceTiming with Amy last night, and she was doing Nash Chat, which is the show after Nashville. And Ryan Hurd was with Amy, and I'm friends with Ryan. Found love in a bar in the back. He's a big dude, huh? Like, much bigger than you think.
Tall.
Like, I knew him as Ryan Hurd, the songwriter. He was one of the first reasons I started doing the Bobbycast. Because him and Caitlin Smith, another songwriter, I was like, hey, come to the house, we'll talk about songwriting. And so, he's also Maren Morris's boyfriend. How'd that go with him?
Really good. Yeah, he had a lot to say about, you know, obviously we have people in the industry, a part of Nash Chat, to give an inside look at the industry because the show's about that. And he had a lot to say.
That Nashville TV show is, I would say, about 87% accurate. Sometimes you got to go a little above to make a show, it's just like, wow.
Ryan addressed that.
But it really is pretty accurate, like the songwriting, like the people working second jobs. It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And now that we're in it, and now that I know people that do all these things, and I do a little bit of it with them, you know, I just kind of tinker around. I tinker around the old songwriting community.
Ryan said when the show first came out, the one thing that just was a total misrepresentation was you get one cut, like your single gets played and it gets
rich.
A number one, and you get a $400,000 check in the mail. He's like, that's not the case.
Now, it is the case that's about what you get for a co-write.
Not at one.
Right. So first, 6 months later, you get your first check, which is like $4,000. Then you'll get like an $11,000 check. And then you'll get like a $61,000 check.
So it's like over a span of time. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
The longer it keeps playing. Yeah. But to get a number one, and you also make more money the longer it stays on the chart if it hits number one. Like, for example, if someone writes a Blake Shelton song, like, every time I hear that song, it went to the top so fast, they're going to make good money, but they're not going to make near as much.
Because it's not going to stay.
Because it's not going to be on the chart that long. And it gets paid by the amount of spins.
So you want it to be a slow climber?
You do.
That's interesting because you think you want it to be like shoot up to the top, but then it just shoots back down.
Well, the dynamic is you know for sure if Blake or Luke cut it, it's going to be a number one. So you want those because it's money for sure. But you'd really also like to have a low cash, I Love This Life, which takes 41 weeks to get to the top.
Mm.
Anyway, too much industry talk.
Yeah.
But that's how songwriters get paid. Venus Williams in a car crash.
Oh.
And this is terrible. They say it was her fault. And a 78-year-old man died.
It was a T-bone incident, but she was only, okay, it was her fault, allegedly, but she was only going 5 miles an hour.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
I think she rolled through something. I don't know. There was a T-bone. I don't know. Lunchbox is rolling his eyes.
I mean, I'm just, when they say she's only going 5 miles an hour, I think I could get hit by a car by going 5 miles an hour and not be hurt.
Yeah,
I have no reason to not believe them at this point.
And he was 78 years old.
What if
she
was going 20, though? It's still
now,
not
20.
I was picturing
different.
A 70-mile-an-hour crash, and they just
No, it wasn't like that. Mm-mm.
Wow, and you know what I was thinking too is this could be any of us at any time.
Yeah, and he didn't die right away. He sustained injuries and passed away like 2 weeks later.
But we could be like on our phone, which we shouldn't be, looking down, and all of a sudden you miss us, and you. I mean,
yeah, I know it could. I mean, it really could be.
That stinks for the guy who died and his family. Yes. It stinks for Venus. Everybody, pay attention.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood visited NASA's Mission Control in Houston, and they sang The River to two astronauts orbiting the Earth. They're the first celebrities to go live on Facebook while speaking to astronauts in orbit.
That's cool. In bigger news, Garth sent me a chair.
Yes.
And I'm sitting in it comfortably right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's bigger news than the astronauts.
I don't know. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, what else?
It's Friday, so we've got some movies out. Despicable Me 3, 64% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. It's up against Will Ferrell's comedy, The House.
Let me guess. It's in the no rating or terrible.
33% positive.
Yeah, I want it to be good because Amy Poehler's in it too, but I just can't see it.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a heist movie called Baby Driver.
I bet you it's super high.
Yeah, like it's 97% positive.
The name throws me off because I think it's somebody driving a baby down the street. I don't even know what that means, but everybody good's in it.
Yeah, I mean, the ratings have stayed high all week long. So, I don't know. Check it out if you're interested. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This This story comes to us from Shelbyville, Indiana. Robert was out. He broke into a house, stole some car keys, got a truck, some guns, drove around for a couple days, so he stops at the gas station to get some gas for the truck. Only problem, he gets out, locks the keys in the car. He's like, man, I'm going to ask someone for help. They're going to know it's stolen. So he goes and finds an off-duty cop and goes, look, man, stolen truck. Just take me to jail.
Oh, wow. Hey, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Cut out the middleman.
Just threw in the towel.
I was enjoying when they cut out the middleman.
Yeah, the cop was just sitting there having some coffee at the gas station. He just walked up and goes, hey, man, can you arrest me? That's a stolen truck. I locked the keys in. I'm done.
Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I wonder if he was just tired.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was tired.
Why not just run, leave the truck? Sometimes. Maybe he's like somebody. He's just burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There
Work's
you go.
Works hard.
Yeah, you put in a little too much time. Yeah. He's needed a break. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Shauna in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hey, Shauna.
Hi.
What's happening? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just on my way to work.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm a surgical technologist.
Dang, brains?
No, I just help the doctor in surgeries.
Dang, that's a big deal, though, brains. Thanks for calling us. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to know if Eddie looked into the Chinese delivery place by his house that he was ordering from yet.
Yeah, I asked my wife, and she said she can't find the number, and we looked online, and we can't find that number anymore.
So it was a place that was delivering Eddie food.
Yeah.
Then he wanted to go pick it up, and it didn't exist.
Yeah, we asked if I can go pick it up because we needed it a little quicker, and they were like, no pickup, just delivery. And we're like, oh.
So we figured out it's just someone cooking from their house.
So we figure.
But now you can't even find it.
Now it's not even online. So
You made them take it down.
Dang, yep. Shauna.
They were listening to the show.
Yeah, what if?
What else, Shauna? What's going on?
Not much. I am excited because I'm going to come see you in Fort Wayne tonight.
Oh, yes. I get to go back on the road tonight.
That's cool.
I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
On the road again.
People should come out to my stand-up comedy show. All right, Shauna, well, I'll see you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I hope to make you laugh tonight. If you're in Fort Wayne, come out. It'll be fun. I'm excited to get back on the road. I'll love it. I'm better on the road.
You are?
I'm better just going, not stopping.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. By the way, award time.
Oh!
Yeah!
So, so there's a mid-year MVP I've declared on the show, and I brought them a nice gift today. The first person that's not the mid-year MVP who will read their speech...
Oh, okay, I'll go to the bathroom then.
...is... And if I pick you, you did not win, but you did a good job. But I would like for you to read your speech.
You did a good job.
Oh, that's awful.
All right, I'll get back to work, Bun, so you can do your thing.
All right. The first person not MVP is Amy.
Yes!
Wow!
Yes!
Shocked.
I mean, sorry, Amy. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Amy, speech. You have 30 seconds, and you're on the clock.
Wow. I mean, so I read the speech I had?
Yeah, like if you would have won it, yeah.
Okay. Wow. I'm humbled and not prepared to win. I never thought I would be standing here and receiving this award for mid-season MVP. For the past 11 years, I've just given my best, and it's finally paying off. But it's not just my sole effort that got me here. I want to thank my mom and dad for giving me life. Love you. I would like to thank my host and my mentor, Bobby Bones.
Oh, got me.
He saw potential in me early on when I couldn't. And I guess I still don't. Thanks for pushing me every day to be better. To my other co-hosts and producers, thank you for working so hard and putting up with me.
Oh, there it is. Thank you. The music got her.
In a way, we're all winners, but I'm the real MVP suckers.
What?
I didn't win.
Oh, boy. I spent a lot of my evening going through our professional photos that we took, like headshots, and I had to go through like 200 of them. And I just looked at all the pictures. They all looked the same to me. And so...
Not all the same. Your commentary was so funny.
On my Insta story, I was commenting on all the pictures. Because, man, there's some bad pictures of me. And I'm like, why do I even pose that way? But what I've heard was...
Does anybody have any toilet paper?
Well, yeah, one of them looks like I'm doing number two. Like, and it just straight up looks like I'm using the bathroom. Like, who made me pose that way? And so I did that. What I hear, though, is that, one, Eddie hates his.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was kind of joking. I didn't know I was going to do a one... shot like of just me a solo,
yeah.
And so I was just joking because I thought he was trying to get a focus on his camera. But those are the four that I only took, so I have to choose out of those four that I was just kidding.
Well, how about this? Ray and Morgan both got skinnied.
No,
what?
Yes.
And how do you know if you got? I'm sure I did too. How do you know?
Because Morgan had both images, the one before and after, and they both were like Morgan on her body and Ray on his face.
Get out,
Ray. Ray, did you see it?
No, but I mean, I don't care if I have a fat face.
Hey, is Morgan in the room? Our producer? Morgan, so you noticed it, and you're the one who brought it to my attention. And so you saw they skinnied your body. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. Like, it looked good, but I'm like, dang, that's not really what I look like.
And you looked good. You look great. Why would they have to skinny her?
Morgan showed me the before and after, distinct difference. Like, they
really?
Just, they cut off, like, a fifth of her body. And then
a
Ray's,
fifth?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Ray's face, it's like a third gone.
Yeah.
It's like Two-Face from Batman.
So it's like more chiseled chin?
Yeah. Is there any way we can get that up and show on the website what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put it at bobbybones.com.
Morgan, did anybody else's bodies disappear?
No, I looked at everyone else, and it was just me and Ray. I don't know what's wrong with us, but you guys are perfect.
No,
I sent
we're
Amy
not,
a picture last night, and I was like, dang, Giselle. And Amy's like, ugh, I look so ugly. It was that picture, Morgan, that you sent me?
Yeah.
Like, Amy's like supermodel.
I know.
No,
yeah, she's
I'm
like,
not.
Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Getting out of the stretch. Diamonds on the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Amy, like, just covers her face. You have a pretty face, and you always cover it when pictures come
always.
Out.
I know, and right now, I'm trying to do this whole thing. I know, and I even did a post about it where I'm supposed to, like, love myself and love pictures
there
and
we
be
go.
Kind to myself and know that I'm beautiful just the way that I am. It's hard.
Let me say something to you, though.
What?
In all honesty.
Yeah.
As sincere as this heart can be.
Okay.
Somehow, you continue to get better looking. I don't understand. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, it's not supposed to work that way.
You continue to get better
well,
looking.
Well, some say the same about all of us on the show.
No, not really.
Look
and
at the rest
did,
of
Bobby,
us.
No,
not the case with us.
You?
Nah, I'm going to be honest
lunchbox.
With you.
Lunchbox?
Well, I guess kind of
yes.
lunchbox.
Here's
guys,
the thing
lunch.
His
yes.
clothes are getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any improvement, we're like, whoa!
it seems drastic. You guys overreact. I wear a shirt that fits and you freak out. Yeah. But is Amy doing this a little bit? Does she do this little
no.
game so you'll
no.
compliment
no.
her?
No, I really am uncomfortable with myself in pictures. I'm not playing a game.
You got to see, though, how they chop Morgan and chop Ray down.
I can't wait.
Like, they skinnied her body and his face. And I was like, why, do they really need that? But
they didn't. They don't need it. That's like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
We'll put it up at bobbybones.com. Jamie and another Fort Wayner. What up, Jamie?
Good morning, Bobby Bones.
Good morning. How long have you been listening to this show?
I have been listening to the show since you all were on Sirius XM, so a very long time.
Yeah, we used to be on. They took us off because we were taking all the ratings from the other Sirius XM channels, and they were like, no more. Our company owns part of Sirius XM.
Oh.
And now they have two top 40 stations over there instead of us anymore. Whatever. But thank you for listening then. Now we're on the radio.
Yes, I know. And I was so excited when Fort Wayne picked you all up. And I've been listening since Fort Wayne picked you up. So I'm a diehard fan. And I'm coming to see you tonight. Yay!
Oh, thank you very much. I'm leaving as soon as the show's over, flying to Detroit, driving. Do you get, what's town for Fort Wayne? Because town, for me, you'd go to town. That just meant go to Walmart, right? And I know Fort Wayne has their own, but well, Hot Springs was town, but Little Rock was the city. And you went to Little Rock like twice a year.
Oh.
When you're in Fort Wayne, if you're going to the city, where is that?
Well, to me, technically Fort Wayne is my city. I grew up and I actually live, well, I was born and raised about 20 minutes north of Fort Wayne, which is a one stoplight town.
Okay, so Fort Wayne would have been town.
So technically, to me, Fort Wayne is a city where I'm normally from. So.
Fair enough. I mean, Little Rock was a monster city to me. They had big, tall buildings.
Oh, I'm sure.
That was the deal breaker. That was it.
And I was like, you have to pay to park? What kind of crazy world is this?
Yeah.
The meters or something?
Just anything. Yeah. The parking spaces where people take money?
Yeah.
Because I'm from Mountain Pine, Arkansas. Population 700.
You parked wherever.
Hot Springs was population 30,000, and that was town. And once or twice a year, we'd go to Little Rock. And then when I got bigger, I moved to Little Rock and just lived there. But man, hey, thank y'all. See you in Fort Wayne tonight. That'd be fun. I'm just
when
so.
You got bigger.
Yeah.
I know.
Like I grew tall. Yeah. I'm declaring somebody today mid-year MVP. So everyone's prepared a speech in case they won. And you must deliver it like you won. So, Amy did not win. We talked about that.
Yeah.
There are like seven of us here on the show total. Amy's out, I'm out. There are five people remaining.
Oh, we're still going?
Yeah, we're still going.
Oh, boy.
The next person who did not win mid-year MVP and shall deliver their speech is our producer Morgan.
Yeah!
Wait.
Yeah!
You shouldn't clap that hard.
No, that's
no,
sad.
She...
Sorry, Morgan.
Morgan, 30 second speech. You did not win, but what would you have said anyway?
So, I honestly didn't think I'd be winning today, but this is super cool. Although mid-season MVP Morgan really does have a nice ring to it, if I'm being honest. I'd like to thank Bobby for letting me intern for the show, which led to working part-time and turned into becoming full-time head producer of the show.
Dang.
I'd also like to thank my coworkers for always giving their best. This award should really be broken up like a TR in Mean Girls and given out to each of you.
What?
Again, thank you for choosing me.
Wow, there it is. She did not win. Great speech, though. Great speech. That leaves Mike D., Lunchbox, Eddie, and Ray.
Yeah.
Who's the favorite right now, Lunchbox?
For sure, me.
Oh,
you think it's you?
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, who's the favorite?
Me, 100%.
Ray, who's the favorite?
I think you might go LB all of a sudden.
Yeah.
No, I don't see that.
Yeah,
you don't see that.
Mm-mm. Not as the MVP, no.
Mid-season.
Maybe most improved.
It's like mid-year, but still, it's mid-year. Like, who I think the midway through the year is really MVP of the show.
Oh.
So, there's a woman, by the way, she was sunbathing, or whatever you call it, suntanning? We call
it
suntanning.
Whatever. It's the same.
And so, there's a drone flying over top of her.
Oh, no. Videotaping her?
I heard kind of a buzzing sound, and then it was flying by our yard, but then it spotted me, and it stopped. And then it was looking at me, and I was looking at it, and it stayed there for at least a minute.
Oh, I like taking pictures of it.
I looked at this thing, and I yelled at it to get out of my yard, and then I gave it the one-finger salute.
Oh, there you go. Wonder what that is.
Wow.
I was angry because this drone has no right to view me in my backyard.
That is a thing.
That's a thing.
It's going to be a thing where you can't go flying at people to look at people's windows.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we know they were doing anything bad?
Because they hovered over her once they realized she's out there laying out.
And she's in a bikini.
Yeah.
It's just invasion of privacy.
Totally.
Like, you just can't fly
it's
over
like
someone's...
It's like someone like just coming over, looking over the yeah. fence and staring at you and be like, hey.
It's like, despacito.
Oh,
despacito.
I don't even know what that means. That's like saying it.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with...
Oh. It means I'm desperate.
Despacito means
no, that's
slow down.
I'm going to kiss your neck slowly.
Yeah, it means slow down. Blessing, yeah. Turn every situation
into heaven, yeah. It's a jam,
oh,
dude.
You are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly. Slowly. Fit me, tell me, love, how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy. They should say Despacito earlier.
Yeah,
that's all I wanna hear is that one word.
We just need the song.
Despacito.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Wow, Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Road has been number one on the Billboard charts, country charts that is, for 20 straight weeks. And that's a new record for a solo artist. It tops Leroy Van Dyke's Walk On By.
I love that song.
You know it?
No. It's one of my favorites. I wish we still played it.
Who is it, Leroy?
Well, it'd be from the
Leroy
60s.
Van Dyke. Yeah.
It's called Walk On By.
Yeah.
In 1961 and 62, it spent 19 weeks at number one, so Sam beat. Officially, Leroy.
Not to hurt my elbow, patting myself on the back talking, about saying
yeah.
this.
Pat it.
When this song came out, it was a disaster. It was only a 2-week number one on country radio. None of these songs that have been number one since Sam stopped should be number one songs. This song should still be the number one song. It's getting bought like crazy. It's getting. There's no reason. So, none of the number ones should be number ones. The system is broken. It's terrible. It's stupid. And labels and radio, it's all the same. And I'm part of the system, and I try to fix as much as I can, little by little. No song should have been number one since this one. It should still be number one.
No song.
That's all. And say what you want. And listen, the day that song came out on Facebook, people were like, "This song, it's still." I was like, "You have no idea. You're gonna love it. Listen to it 3 times."
Mm-hmm.
I'm done patting myself on the back. My elbow hurts.
So what happens after they listen to it the third time?
They start, you love it.
Yeah.
There are only two songs that I can remember being like, if you just give it a chance, like don't just listen to it the first time. Like if you listen to it like over and over and over, you'll love it. One was Body Like a Back Road. Two is The Raging Idiots, Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
I want Chick-fil-A, but-
But it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle. But now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A. But it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gets in your head, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
To get Chick-fil-A. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes Amy will be singing at the studio, and I'd be like, are you really singing our song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am.
I yell hello through the drive-thru. Hello?
No. It's not even, it's not even available to stream or download. One day it will be, though. Yeah. What else you got?
There's a live-action Jetsons TV series in the works. It's
going to
be.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's going to be set 1,000 years in the future. So I'm talking 3018.
Well, it has to be because the Jetsons.
Right, future.
But still, they're going to put real people. And people don't even know the Jetsons are a bit.
Yeah, because that was a cartoon series, if you're not aware. And this will be live action.
So our fill-in digital girl is actually named Morgan. We call her Morgan number two. She's 23. Do you know what the Jetsons are, Morgan?
Yeah, I do.
What are they?
It's like a cartoon show.
But what'd they do?
They were like space, or like they had the aircrafts that like flew and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows.
Basically, yeah.
I just wonder if like kids knew. You know?
Yeah.
The crazy thing about Morgan number two is that the first ever city that we were syndicated in, ever, and I was spending my own money to build this radio show, is Wichita, Kansas. I love it there. Love the people there because we've been there so many times. Like, yeah. I love Wichita. And that's where Morgan number two's from. And so when she was like, how old were you when you were listening to the show, Morgan?
I was in like middle school.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And now she's working on the show.
Yeah.
Don't tell me things like that.
And then she goes away to Kansas State. She moves away from the show and she moves to Kansas State. But her dad's a massive fan.
Yeah.
I love that.
How old's your dad?
Like 52, 53.
And does he think it's cool that you're in here working?
Yeah, he loves it.
That's awesome. I want to meet your dad. And I didn't know because we go back to Wichita all the time and Morgan then started working for the radio station up there. And so do we ever work together up there at the station?
Yeah, your guys' like Raging Idiot show there, the first one at the Orpheum, was like my first week.
Was that cool or no?
It was really cool.
Were we cool to you? Like, for real, when we came, were we like, this is cool?
Or really cool.
We're getting older, man.
Yeah.
Like,
her dad was like 40 when...
She was in middle school listening to the show.
Yeah. Oh,
dang.
No.
But the Raging Idiots as a band, Eddie and myself, they've come a long way.
Long way.
I want Chick-fil-A.
We used to have crappy songs. Now we have mediocre ones.
Yeah. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday.
Anyone who's going to play the Jetsons show? I'm interested in that.
No, sorry. Mm. Don't know.
Carly Pierce in just a bit.
This is the most personal and, I guess, vulnerable song that I've ever released.
Yeah, and that's about Every Little Thing, which that's from the Bobby cast. So I know Carly a little bit. She's actually on tour starting tonight. But yeah. Ooh, she's going to play live. It'll be good. Anybody have any questions before I...
No, but let me know when we have a minute to talk about that golfer I want to talk about.
What golfer?
That funny golfer that threw golf club. He threw his putter in the pond after he... I don't know. And his mom went in the pond after it, but it was broken. Have you seen it? You need to Google it. It's so funny.
It's pretty funny.
It was over on the European tour.
I was going to say, that's not PGA, right?
Right. No. And so this guy bogeys a hole. He throws the putter in the pond, and the mom's like, oh no, he can't play the rest of the round without a putter. So she rolls up her pants and she goes in the dirty, nasty pond.
His mom?
Yes. His mom.
And he moves on to the next hole. So the next golfers are coming up, and she is in the pond
looking for
the putter. And these guys are on the ground just laughing.
They're rolling on the golf course. Golfers are so, they have such composure.
Did she find it?
She found it. She picked it up. She was broken. She was like, and then she gets out and she has like algae on her leg. And
man, that's love though, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The next person who did not win mid-season, mid-year MVP, and will now read the speech that if they would have won, they would be giving, is Mike D.
Yeah! All right. Wow. Yeah!
Mike D is the phone screener. He's segment producer. He does a lot. I just couldn't give him mid-year MVP. Mike D, you have 30 seconds for your speech. Go ahead.
I can't believe I won. First of all, I'd like to thank Bobby for naming me mid-season MVP. Mm-hmm. I've never been most valuable anything in my life. Growing up, I was picked last at every sport, made fun of for being the weird punk kid, got shoved into lockers.
Oh.
I mean, that still happens now, but at least I get paid for it.
Yeah.
This truly is an honor, not just for me, but for any socially awkward kid out there. who's not bringing home trophies now, just know your day will come. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Day will come.
We are down to three.
Whoa. It's Lunchbox, Eddie, and Ray.
Yeah.
MVP! 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 MVP!
One of them will be MVP. Dang.
Wow.
Coming up,
take notes. What are these cats doing?
I know. Yeah. But, I mean, but what can hurt against you is the Angelina Jolie effect. Now, follow me here. Hmm. For so many years, Angelina Jolie kept getting named most beautiful person. And so it became uncool to make her most beautiful person. I'm not talking about beauty, but I'm saying it's the effect. Like, for you are, pound for pound, the strongest person on the show. You give more to the show. You, like, give more content. I think you're the biggest superstar on the show, even bigger than me. I'd say that all the time.
I think you're the star of the show. Okay, well.
Regardless, that could be it could hurt you a bit.
Wow, so there's an effect. Okay,
okay, you're downgrading the midseason MVP, saying she's the star of the show.
No, I'm just saying that.
Come on.
Wouldn't the MVP be the star?
Yeah, she's not it.
Okay, most valuable player. This comes up in a bit.
Yeah.
Carly Pearce.
Whoever gets it, this is legit.
Thank you. Carly Pearce plays in a bit. You want to know somebody else who didn't get the MVP?
Yeah. I guess so.
We can do one more.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
We're down to the final three right now.
The next person
of Lunchbox, our producer Eddie and our producer Ray.
Wow, all solid choices.
Oh, come on!
The next person who did not get it is... Eddie.
Yeah!
No way.
You worked
it
so hard.
Speed.
Thank you,
everyone.
First, I would like to say that I had no doubt I was going to win this award. I am the hardest working member of this show. I would like to thank my mom and dad for teaching me the good thing that good things in life do not come easy. You have to work hard for them. And in the words of my good friend, National Radio Hall of Fame member, New York Times bestseller, Bobby Bones says, it's 100% not none percent. Is that right?
It's 100% or you give 100% or none percent.
Oh, dang it. Okay. And that's why I got this award today. So thank you very much. I'll never forget this.
All right. Eddie,
and now I feel stupid for reading that.
Well, we all had to.
It's down to two. Will it be the man, the myth, the legend, Lunchbox?
Yeah! Hook me up! Sign me up! Real MVP right here! Can't wait! Wait, mid-season MVP, not real MVP.
Will it be the guy in the glass room that's here all day and all night, producer Raymond?
Raymond!
That's only him yelling.
He's his hype crew.
So Carly Pearce is about to be in, and we'll do it after Carly. There are a bunch of... Who's going to win? Amy, will it be... Do you already know? Mm-hmm. Okay, eliminate yourself.
Okay.
Who will it be that's the MVP mid-year? Let's go around the room. Producer Morgan, who's going to win?
I think it's going to be Lunchbox.
Mike D, who's going to win?
I say Ray.
Eddie?
Ray, 100%. No way it's Lunchbox.
100%?
Yes.
What? Lunch
you also said yourself
it.
With 100%.
I know, and I've been wrong before.
Hey, that's good. You back the losers. Take Ray.
Okay. Our newest, Morgan number two, who do you think wins? You've only been here a few weeks. Who do you think wins?
I'm going to go with Lunchbox.
Wow, 2-2. Split decision right now.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow, someone will be named show MVP.
Bobby, who do you think is going to win?
Mid-year. I already know.
Oh.
That comes up.
And then we want to know, once you announce it, how you decided.
Yeah. Well, a lot of voters got together, and they voted on, like, the election and the Grammys, but then I just picked this myself.
And then we want to know, after you choose the MVP, who the real superstar is.
Yeah. We already know that. Okay.
Stop.
Stop being ridiculous.
Kim Moore stopped by the house, and we did a Bobbycast, which is just a show talking about music and songwriting, and a little different than the radio show, because I'll come in for 15 minutes, play a little music, talk some stuff, but it's really not long form. So Kip came by, and we talked about all kinds of stuff. And I was wondering, like, you're already a really great singer. Do you think you even sound better in the shower?
I feel like everybody sounds better in
but
the
you
shower.
Do. Like, do you ever sing in the shower and go, dang? Because I do. And I'm not even I'm not a good singer. But you're a really good singer. Do you sing and go, I'm even better in the shower?
I think I'm pretty incredible in the shower.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
thing.
Why is
pretty...
that? Again, help out somebody who doesn't know.
It's the reverb.
Then why
it's like,
don't...
It's like a natural reverb chamber.
So then we talked about different people record in different studios. Like, you may go record your band and background vocals of one studio, and you drive across town to a different studio to sing your lead.
Why?
You have to listen to the Bobby Castle
with
Kip Moore.
Oh, my goodness. You're so good at that.
He talks about, like, live shows.
I'm super locked in when the show's even going on while I'm entertaining. And the next day, I'll be like, hey, you know, Brad, are you didn't play the five chord on the fourth bar of the course last night. I'll record all the shows and play the board back. And we'll listen. I'll be right there. And I'll go, all right, yeah, I got you. And then he'll be like, how were you paying attention to that?
We talked for an hour. And, like, when he goes to the gym, sometimes they'll turn on Kip Moore. And he's like, oh, man, just because I'm here, don't want to hear me. Or they'll turn on, like, a playlist.
I get weird if I go to a gym or something and they assume just because I play country music, like, oh, Kip Moore's in here. Let's put on a country playlist that he's, you know, what I feel weird doing. That feels bizarre. I'll get picked up. You know, you get picked up from a venue and they're like, okay, let's turn on the country station. They turn it. And I'm like, hey, country music's not the only thing I listen to.
So it's a Bobby Cast. And that's some good stuff to hear right there, but it's good. So Cole Swindell came by on Tuesday, Kip Moore, last night. My house is pretty much
cool
the ACM Awards.
Basically. I'm honest with you.
People come in, do their speeches, and
So God made girls like you, make guys like me. Reach for the brightest star, set it on a ring, put it on your hand, grab a piece of land.
You know, I'm irritated for Brandon Dassey, the kid from Making a Murderer.
Mm-hmm.
You keep reading, freed, held. In Madison, they announced there'd be no immediate release for prison for Brandon Dassey from Making a Murderer. The panel has given no explanation yet. Again, it's only a documentary that I've seen what they've edited, but from what I've seen what they've edited, the kid was coerced into saying. I don't even use the word coerced, but I keep reading it in stories, so I'm using
That's
it.
That's the word they're using,
yeah.
Coerced. Yeah.
It's not even a word I normally use. I feel like I'll be smart. I feel like that he was led to say the things that he said, like straight up. And I always look for editing. Well, in St. Louis, a sinkhole opened up downtown, swallowed a car.
What?
Oh, no.
That is one of my fears.
In the loo.
Man.
How does that happen? I mean, sinkholes... They're fascinating.
Yeah, because you don't know when they're coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you call them sneakers or tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes?
I call them tennis shoes, too.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Tennis shoes. Who calls them sneakers? Old people?
You know, if you live in the Northeast, you call them sneakers. Mm. It's a very... I didn't understand that was a regional
it's
thing.
It's like Coke and soda.
I was reading this story this morning called Speaking American.
Mm.
And it's like Coke, pop, soda.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sneakers and tennis shoes. Most of the country calls them tennis shoes,
yeah.
Which is weird because I don't play tennis in them.
But I don't even say tennis shoes. I say tennis shoes.
Yeah, tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes. It's not even a
word. My stepdad
tennis shoes.
He'd say tennis shoes.
Tennis.
Tennis shoes, yeah. Hey, Carly Pierce is about to come in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carly Pierce. But Hawaiians just call them shoes.
What? How do they know which shoes?
Well, they can get their tennis.
Their sandals. They probably don't even wear tennis shoes in Hawaii.
Bring Carly on in here.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
With Carly Pierce.
All right, everybody say hi to Carly Pierce.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, Carly.
Hi.
It's your first time here in this room.
I know.
But we've done a lot of things. First time I saw you was at a small, the listening room.
Yep.
In Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where four songwriters just get up and play, and Carly was playing.
Yep.
And then I was like, dang, she gets it. I just sent her. What, a tweet you or something?
Tweet, yep.
Something so millennial. Don't worry about me. I was like, dang, you're really good. And so I think you gave me your chair because I was there watching, and then I went and played When I Grow Up.
Yep, with Phil.
And then the rest is history. That's all it took.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going on the road.
Then you played, I saw you play in the theater here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then you came to the house into Bobby Cast.
Yep.
That's all. It's the
and
opposite
then,
order. Now she's here on the show.
And now.
But
then.
Carly's really good.
Thank
so
you.
So what do we talk about first? Because I feel like we spent an hour and a half talking about your life already.
I know. There's a lot of things.
She has this song here called Every Little Thing, which is played all the time because it's really good. Where is it, Ray? This one?
Every little thing. I remember every little thing. The high.
When people hear you sing, I'm going to have you sing part of it now. But... it'll be the first time this song's going to crush iTunes today.
Oh.
I'm telling you. I just call it right now.
I like it.
It's going to crush iTunes today.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy about that.
Who are these fellas you have in here with you today?
I've got Tim Galloway on acoustic and Josh Matheny on dobro, who actually is the dobro that you hear on all my music and Every Little Thing.
Do you know what a dobro is, Amy?
No.
It's a flat guitar that sounds... Play a little dobro, Josh.
Okay.
Can I
kind of sounds like a banjo-y kind of thing, but yeah. You lay down flat.
Wow, that's impressive.
He's not good at it at all.
So just play a verse and a chorus of this, and then we'll talk about some stuff. So here's Carly Pierce. This is Every Little Thing, just a little live action here. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. The thing about Carly that's interesting is when you were a teenager, you left school, high school, and went to go play at Dollywood.
Yeah, I saw an audition to sing in the country show, and so I asked my dad if I could quit high school.
You know what her dad said?
What?
Yep.
He said, well, at first he said no.
Oh.
And then he did say no, and then he gave me the summer to find a homeschooling program. So I was like, here, Dad.
Hey,
I told you.
That's him giving you opportunity. I love
yeah.
that.
Carly Pierce, she's actually going out. This is how great I think Carly is. Like months ago, I was like, hey, Carly, come on the road. So she's going out and doing my stand-up comedy tour with me for the next 3 months or so.
Yeah.
And you hear her jokes. She's hilarious.
Wait, what?
She's not doing comedy. She's doing songs. I'm just
okay.
kidding.
I'm like, wow, you do not. He's letting you do jokes. Like, I was starting to get a little jealous. I've tried to been getting on that train.
No one wants me to do that.
Yeah. You were at the all girl party at Kelsey's house the other night.
I was. That was the ultimate girl party. Okay. She went all out.
Look at you. Now you get invited to the cool kids club.
I feel so cool.
It's got to be weird, though, to go from just somebody, because a lot of my friends are just every day struggling, trying to make it.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're at Kelsey's party.
Kelsey and I actually were in a girls mentoring group before either of us had anything going on, even before Love Me Like You Mean It happened. So I've been friends with her for a really long time. But I will say it is very strange now. I've been here. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, you came out of nowhere. But I've been here for almost 9 years and had a lot of crazy things happen. We talked about it in the Bobbycast. But
is it weird to see someone like Kelsey, who's kind of a peer, shoot up while you aren't?
I would be lying if I said it wasn't difficult. You know, I've had a lot of friends go up and wonder, oh my gosh, am I ever going to get my chance? But I just think it's the nature of Nashville and timing and songs and what you're doing. And I think it all works out the way it should.
Mm. I wish I thought that. I never think it's going to work out like it should. Mm-hmm. I think the opposite.
Yeah, you do.
I think what's going to go wrong? What can? How?
But then
how
it typically just goes right for you.
No, it's
bizarre.
Because it goes wrong and I keep fighting. Mm. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Everything goes wrong for me.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
With Carly Pierce.
All right, Carly Pierce is here, as she just said there on that little piece. So, let's see. You guys want to play a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play Dolly. Is it weird to play Dolly again?
No.
Do you play Dolly still? Because you worked at Dollywood, so you played it a lot.
Yeah, what's funny is I didn't sing a lot of Dolly at Dollywood. I know that's really weird. Kind of sang everybody else but Dolly.
Did you ever meet Dolly?
I did.
At Dollywood?
Yeah.
So she would actually come?
She meets all of her employees once a year that
what?
Are in the country shows. Yeah.
Like the Christmas party?
She doesn't come to the Christmas party, but she has like her own little thing and she'll come and meet everybody at the shows.
Wait, tell me about that. So you go and what's Dolly doing?
Dolly... It was just standing there, and I almost threw up on her, I'm sure. I didn't know what to say to her, so I just said, hi.
Did you get a picture with her then?
Do you know that I never got a picture with her? I was in her parade with her. I met her twice. Never got a picture with her.
Wow.
You never got a picture with Dolly?
No.
Hey, would you open that door real quick? This is kind of cool. Bring it. We want to do this for you. Bring in Dolly. Dolly, come in. Just kidding, Carly. I'm just kidding.
I thought you were gonna bring like a huge cardboard cutout, and I was gonna be like, yes.
For a second, you thought it was real. Then you thought it was a joke.
Thought it was a cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
But I was ready. Mm-hmm. I had to look.
Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
It has been in the last few months. It's been crazy to watch it happen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Congratulations on the On the Verge. That's a huge thing.
Thank you.
And it's cool, Carly. Yeah. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'll see you in a few hours.
We awesome.
Fly away to. Port Wayne. Carly Pierce, download the song Every Little Thing. Hey guys, thank you for coming. Good to see you guys. I know it's early for you guys, but you know, you're getting paid, right?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
With Carly Pierce.
How about that Carly Pierce, huh?
So good.
Yeah, put her up on my Instagram. How about her? Yeah, so we ain't playing the shows together. Tonight we start playing shows together.
That's fun.
Yeah. Okay, Mike D is on the phone. Hello, Mike D.
What up?
Mike's in the garage, right? So,
yep.
Nobody, don't look at Lunchbox. Nobody look at Lunchbox.
Okay.
Okay? This is a game for Lunchbox to try to win his money back.
Oh.
So it's $200 that he claimed. First of all, we haven't
no, no.
Liked-
Not claims that you owe me. You do owe me. Don't say claims.
You do claim it because we haven't been back to Vegas to cash the chips in yet.
Okay.
So there's $200 and I've fronted the money the rest of the show. And Lunchbox now has a chance to win the money back in a game that we call Guess That Horn. So somebody on the show gave Mike D their car keys. Now everybody looked confused. Everybody looked confused. Like, oh, I wonder how he got my car. Everybody looked confused.
This is interesting.
Wow. Mike is going to honk one of the cars.
This is so dumb.
And you have to guess whose automobile it is.
Automobile?
Yeah. Right. So, like, Amy's got an SUV. I have a Jeep. Eddie has...
Ford Focus.
The Ford Focus. Ray has...
Trailblazer.
A Trailblazer. Those four... And Morgan, our producer...
I've got a Jeep Renegade.
So those are your five options here. Now, he will honk the horn, and you'll try to identify the horn honk.
So yours is out.
No, I'm in. I have a Jeep.
That's only five.
What?
You
Whatever,
said there were five.
Guess whose
and you
Me,
said,
Ray, Eddie, Amy, Morgan. That's five.
Oh, not Mike D. He's out.
He's out.
Okay, I'm so confused. All right, go.
How are you confused?
Yeah, it's not confusing.
There are five cars up for grabs.
And there's five horns.
There's five horns.
Got it.
Okay.
Could be one of the five.
It will be one of the five.
Yes.
No, it has to be. It can't.
Are you
be.
Ready? Listen to the horn on the count of three. Mike, one, two, three. Whoa, like a double horn Chandra.
Interesting. Again.
Okay. One, two, three. Okay, now which car do you think that is of all of ours? Now think about that. And if you get this right, you win the $200.
Wow.
Would you like to eliminate someone?
The Ford Focus is out.
So now you don't think that's Eddie?
No, it's not Eddie's.
Okay. Eddie, never going to get it.
Nice cover.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox?
You know, when we drive to lunch and stuff, one of the guys on the show likes to honk his horn at shit. Honk that horn again.
One more time, Mike D.
Gosh.
Who else are you eliminating?
Well, I'm eliminating Amy.
Okay, so the SUV's out.
Yeah, SUV's out.
No Ford Focus. So it's just my Jeep, Ray's Trailblazer, and
Morgan's Jeep.
That Cherokee thing.
Thing. And I feel like Ray... Oh, my gosh. Ray's.
You're picking Ray.
Yep.
Mike D, for $200 of Lunch's money, we're giving... This is like his third game to win.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, is it Morgan?
It is not Morgan.
Yes!
Wow, yeah.
Oh, my goodness!
So that leaves it to Ray and me.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh,
Come
who is
on!
It?
That leaves it to Ray and me. He has chosen
this
Ray.
This is so annoying.
Honk it one more time, Ray. Eddie, what would you have guessed out of Ray and but the Trailblazer or my Jeep?
I think that's the Trailblazer.
Okay.
That's not a Jeep horn.
Yeah, I'm going with Ray.
Okay. Light, everybody's on your side. Let me cue this up. All right, honey.
That means it's not it.
Or is it? Hey, Mike D.
Yeah.
What car is that?
It's Bobby's Jeep.
Oh, my god!
I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I want to go out and see it.
Okay.
You don't believe
we
him?
We'll take a video of him doing
go.
It. All right. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. Lost
wow,
again.
That's so sad.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yes, it is time to award the show MVP for the first half of the year. By the way, let me say this. There is a consolation prize. I'll be taking everyone to dinner at some point before the summer is over.
All right.
I just want you all to know we will have
really?
A show dinner.
Family dinner?
The ratings have never been higher. The show has never been doing better because of all you. We will be doing a family dinner on the show. Okay?
Okay.
So there's a consolation. So, and everyone's been doing a fantastic job, unless you don't get invited to dinner.
That's how you know.
But in the spirit of this show and the competitions, I think that there's a show MVP. I got a little something for him. And there are two people remaining. It's Lunchbox of Ray.
Yeah!
Woo!
Who's it going to be?
And it was close. And it's 50-50 who thinks
going to
win.
Show MVP.
And so I will say who it's not.
Oh.
And they have to read their speech.
Oh, this is hard.
It's not Lunchbox.
Oh.
Yeah, read it! Wow. Read it! Stupid.
Wow.
Yeah!
It was close. Go ahead. Wow. Read your speech.
Okay.
It's crazy to see my vision for 2017 coming true. 6 months ago when I rang in the new year, I sat myself down, looked in the mirror, and decided it was going to be Lunchbox's year. I bet all you haters that have this thought in your mind that say, Lunchbox does nothing. And yes, that includes my clueless coworkers feel really
Wait,
stupid
what?
Right now.
We don't say that.
Yeah, you do.
I do
one
not.
More thing before I one more thing before I go. Suck that crap.
Wait, what?
Well, by the way, I do think you did a fantastic job, and it was very close. I think you're got silver medal.
Thank you. I'll take silver.
You're right. Ray.
Yes.
Give us your speech and I will give you your prize. Ray, MVP for the first half of the year. Our producer, Raymond, tireless effort. Go ahead, Raymond.
Winner, winner, somebody make me a chicken dinner. I would like to thank God, my mama, Bae, and me. The major winner here is Bae. She's been eating dinner at like 4:30 for 3 years. Let's be real. That's a pretty big dedication. I party hard on the weekends, but I'm laser focused during the week. So guess what? At your job, why don't you guys start doing that? Peace out. Thanks for the hardware. I'm out.
Yeah! Happy Unit MVP. Ray, I present you with your prize.
And he's opening
it
up.
Oh, he's ripping it open.
He's opening it up.
Yeezys! Yeezys!
Wait a minute. They are the newest, the brand new Yeezys.
Yeezys!
They just came out this weekend.
Open it, Ray.
Yeezys!
He's screaming.
Ray, just open it. Hey, just pull it. You don't have to rip it. There it is.
Yeezys! They're Yeezys!
Those are the brand new Yeezys. There you go. There it is, Ray. Our MVP for the year. First half of the year.
How do you know his shoe size?
Yeezy!
They may not fit you.
They do. He's the worst.
It's right there. Yeezy!
Don't.
Hey, what's your shoe size?
Bobby.
Doesn't matter. Just kidding.
Oh! Yeezy!
Oh! How tall are you?
Wait, what?
Don't deceive him with the brand new just came out.
They did just come out.
Those ones have been out.
No, these are the ones that just came out Saturday, the newest of that line.
What?
Yes.
Those are the brand new ones?
The brand new ones. Why are you being a hater anyway?
I'm clarifying.
No, you were hating like,
even if they came out 10 years ago, why would you say that right then unless there's a little bit of like darkness in your heart?
There's no darkness. I was just clarifying.
Hey, those aren't so new.
You know there's going to be haters online that are like, Bobby, those aren't new.
You.
You're the hater. The same,
yeah, you.
They're still the same price. They're
Ray,
still.
Congratulations.
Whatever. Thank you very much. This is an awesome present, man.
I got a new pair of myself.
Like those are freaking sweet.
Now y'all are twinsies.
Yeah. I think they're new. Or they just got another shipment. I don't know. Yeah. But still, Amy's a hater.
And that's not me hating. That's
Lunchbox,
me clarifying.
You've been surpassed as number one hater.
What?
Amy's now the number one
I
hater.
Yes! To buy-
yes!
Whatever.
I never hate.
And Lunchbox, you've done a fantastic job.
I don't hate, though.
You just
hey, give the guys $200, Mike D.
Yes! Yes!
Bring in his money.
Yes!
Bring
up
Lunchbox's money.
Are you serious?
Money. Yes. Do you have
I
it?
I don't have it.
You don't, oh, he didn't have it.
Oh, he doesn't have it. Oh, no.
We'll get it to you next week. You do.
What do you mean you don't have it? How do you never have it when it's time to give it to me?
But you will get it. We'll make sure you get it next week, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox told us to, like, suck it.
It's an eat crab.
No, I said suck that crab.
Oh, yeah.
You will get your money. You know, okay?
Okay.
You get your money,
wow,
too.
Good
Thank
day.
You.
Except for Amy, who got hate in her heart.
That's not what I mean. I have no hate in my heart.
Right.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right. Always like Fridays, last day of the week, we do the dance party. And it's kind of become a thing where I have to play Smash Mouth every dance party.
Yeah.
Don't act like you don't like it.
No, I mean, I love it. It just, it's like, you know, it means the dance party's over. It's always like, wah, wah, wah.
True. Well, here's the thing. Here's what I brought in. A little treat. Because as soon as the show's over today, I go and I start the second leg of my stand-up comedy tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in Fort Wayne tonight and then Cedar Rapids tomorrow.
Okay.
And so all comedy tour long, Nikita Carmen opens and then Carly Pierce plays and then I do comedy. And so Nikita Carmen's one of my favorite singers and songwriters around town. And I was always like, man, I wonder if somebody did an awesome cover of Smash Mouth. She does it.
Oh.
As part of the comedy show, but I never thought about it. She was up here anyway, about to leave. And so I brought her in to play it.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I've never heard a girl play this before. This is Nikita Carmen. Hi, Nikita.
Hello.
And Nikita's from Australia.
Mm-hmm. Sydney.
Sydney it is, yes.
Good day.
Very little words. She has very few words. And now she's going to play Smash Mouth All-Star. All right, whenever you're ready. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Nikita Carmen, she has her own music, too, you can download. This one is called Curfew. I don't know if you guys have heard this one here. I'll play a little bit of it. Download it, and you can see Nikita out on the road with me for the rest of the year. Here you go.
Oh, when you think love has a curfew, and I just want you all of the night. It's like you think we're breaking the rules, but a mama's and daddy's keeping the time.
All right, back in a second.
Feels like
Bobby Bones.
I bet Charles Kelly's selling the house like I've ever been in it, but still. Lady A's Charles Kelly is saying goodbye to his current Nashville house. They have listed their 6,600 square foot residence for $2.91 million. $1 million.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nice.
Imagine if one of them has that kind of money.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that
yeah.
Band.
But it was a good investment because they made over, like, they bought it for $1 million less than that, like, what, five years ago or something?
And they said that Dave has the biggest house.
Mm. That's true. They did say that in
here.
Yeah. Ah, I want to go outside all the country people's houses. You know, when people come over to the house, I always look at their cars.
Yeah.
Want to do the Bobby cast? I wonder who's had the nicest car so far. Jake had a really nice car.
Really?
But it wasn't like a monster truck. A lot of people drive up a monster truck.
Oh, really? I'm shocked. I thought he'd be... I know he... Well, I don't know if he still has it, but I pictured Jake in a monster truck.
He was not in a monster truck. He
Interesting.
Was in a, he was in a very cool car. Like, you know, it's KC masterpiece. So, excuse me, a lot of people come by the house and we do the Bobby cast. And Kip Moore came by the house. Kip's got a man truck. You would expect Kip to do some man stuff, and you know?
Yeah.
And so the thing about Kip, though, is like he lives. First time he had a couple hits, he moved into a nice apartment, and then he was like, I'm too comfortable. I can't write. So I moved to this dump. And he talks about that.
But it played a trick on me to where I still felt like I was completely broke. But I still, like, when I travel, I like to stay in hostels. I almost get uncomfortable. Like, if I'm in the Four Seasons, I'm uncomfortable around those people with really fine dining and luxurious rooms. Like, it's a weird thing, man, for me.
There's a new Bobby cast with Kip Moore. He talks about going to the gym, and people will be like, oh, there's Kip. Let me put on Kip Moore music. Or let me put on country music. Yeah.
I get weird if I go to a gym or something, and they assume just because I play country music, like, oh, Kip Moore's in here. Let's put on a country playlist that he's, you know, what I feel weird doing. That feels bizarre. I'll get picked up. You know, you get picked up from a venue, and they're like, okay, let's turn on the country station. They turn it, and I'm like, hey, country music's not the only thing I listen to.
It's an interesting one. Anyone get a chance to hear it? It went up so late last night.
No, no. I didn't.
Eddie, you'll really like it.
Because I love Kip. He's a cool guy.
And he's so passionate. So God make girls like you make guys like me. By the way, no one cares about your vacation. According to a new survey, a whopping 73% of people say they think it's annoying when vacationers share their pictures on social media.
Oh. Wow.
But do you know why they're annoyed? Because they're hating.
Yeah.
Because they're like, dang, I wish I was there. It's like when I drive my Jeep. They see me rolling. They're hating. They're trying to catch me riding GP.
Trying to catch me riding GP.
They're trying to catch me riding GP.
Trying to catch me riding GP.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I know.
I always see vacation pictures too and go, I bet they took 1,000 of that. And they picked that one to put up.
Yeah, you show the best.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, I want to see some bad ones. Like, one day you can only put up the worst. One take pictures.
That's funny.
Like, this is my lame vacation.
Kids will not shut up. The Kip Moore Bobby Cast. Go to iHeartRadio or iTunes and search Bobby Cast. Also, Cole Swindell came by the house this week. Get your Bobby
Bones on. Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's see what's the name. He's Pyle. What do you have over there?
I laughed out loud when I saw this. I don't even know Jimmy Butler, but I assume you guys do.
Yeah, he played basketball for the Bulls, traded to the Timberwolves.
Yeah, and so he went up to the podium because I guess he got picked up by something.
He was traded.
He was traded.
So he's having a press conference.
Right. And he gave out his cell phone number. He's like, if anybody has anything to say to me or about me, whatever, here's my cell phone number. And it was his real cell phone number. And people were blowing him up. And he was even FaceTiming with fans, like on the airplane and thousands of calls.
I bet it's not his phone number anymore.
It's not. It's not. I already tried. It's disconnected.
Oh, you called it?
Yeah. It doesn't work anymore.
I think it really was his phone number.
It was.
I watched it, and he was a little irritated. He's like, you got a problem? Call me. Just call my phone number. 775. It wasn't a... Sometimes people will fake a phone number for like, hey, call for my newest album, dude. I'll talk to you. It wasn't that.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty funny. What else you got?
Okay. Nike has agreed to an Amazon deal. I swear, Amazon is taking over. So the CEO confirmed that the brand will be selling limited apparel, shoes, and accessories through Amazon. So it's exclusive Nike stuff. Only available on Amazon.
I believe Nike just wouldn't go on Amazon for a long time, too. I think it's also a deal where Nike's putting stuff on there. Well, there's always been kind of a rift between the two.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know that I bought Nike from Amazon before, but
yeah, there's
now
always been some kind of weird thing to go directly from Nike to Amazon.
There's some stuff I couldn't find, though, so maybe now they're opening the door and be like, okay, fine, Amazon, you win.
Lindsay went to the Nike store in Portland yesterday.
I saw that. What was the deal with that?
But that's where Nike's located. It's the headquarters.
Oh,
so that makes sense now.
Her and Dustin Lynch I was like, went, and then I get to go on a shopping spree.
Wow,
who
that's
paid
cool.
for that?
Nike, Mr. Nike.
Oh.
And she was like, what do you want? And I was like, well, don't spend that much on me. And she was like, oh, no. Shop till you drop.
And yeah, she was holding up like three huge bags.
Did you get Jordans? What'd you get?
Yeah.
No, I don't do crazy shoes.
Okay.
No, I just asked for some workout clothes. But, you know, tankies.
Yeah, of course.
Shorts.
Yeah.
All my shorts, though, are from like the 1990s. You know, it's like the 1994 Arkansas Razorback Championship over the knees shorts. I just have not upgraded my life in shorts and workout shorts.
That's true.
So they're still a little baggy.
But you got tights.
I do have tights. Yeah. That's for yoga, though. Come on, don't be crazy. All right, what else?
Well, an airline is having to apologize after forcing a disabled man to crawl on board because company safety rules banned anyone from carrying him up the stairs.
Isn't this one of those situations where common sense?
Yes, that's my point. That's why I wanted to bring it up. Like, if you're at work today and you are presented with a situation where you're like, huh, I'm going to go by company policy or use common sense, let's go with common sense. Don't embarrass a poor man.
The only thing is you can't really touch people. Like, that is a thing where you can't touch someone. So I do understand them going, wonder if I can put my hands around him. And what if I drop him and he's already disabled? That makes the company very liable. I'm just asking a question. I'm not even saying that it's a for sure common sense thing.
I get it.
Thing.
They didn't have the proper lift available for him. So it was kind of like they're in a situation like, oh, what do we do?
But well, to make someone crawl, I just needed to be, before I throw judgment, that's one of those I need to see and be there for.
Well, the airline is apologizing.
And
so
they
I think
should.
They realize.
But they may not have done anything wrong, is all I'm saying. I need to know. That's one of those where I need to see it. It's so easy to just go, hey, you're stupid. Because I do that a lot. Especially on Twitter. I'd be like, you're stupid. What else?
So speaking of flying, just quickly, why there's more summertime delays. These are the top three reasons. If you're traveling this summer and you get delayed, heat makes it harder to fly, which we saw airports having to like cancel flights because it's too hot.
It was 116. The flights couldn't get off the ground.
Yeah.
That's number three.
Summer thunderstorms affect the routes.
Is that number two? Are you reading these the wrong order?
I don't know that there's an order.
Oh. Well, then why am I playing a drum roll?
I like it.
All right.
Keep the drum roll.
All right, number
and
one.
Then lastly, duh, it's summer. More people are traveling. So just be patient at the airport. Take a deep breath. Hopefully you'll get to where you're going.
I'm going to the airport right after the show.
Hopefully you're not dealing with heat, a thunderstorm, or tons of people.
Well, probably people since it's Friday. I'm going to Fort Wayne tonight. Flying to Detroit. And then going to Fort Wayne and doing
Detroit,
a show tonight.
Shout
yeah.
out.
I'm going to go spend some time in D-Town.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
What's your 4th of July plan?
Oh, I'm just going to be at a friend's family barbecue.
Where?
In California.
Dang.
Wow.
Lunchbox? I figure I'll watch some fireworks wherever I'm at. Fireworks are going to be shooting in the sky.
What city?
In Portland, Oregon.
Why is everybody so weird about where they're going to be? Like, I'm going to be in Austin.
Okay.
The end. All right. Everybody's like, in a place I shall not mention.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
New Kip Moore Bobbycast. Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. I'm going to go and do Fort Wayne and Cedar Rapids. Do a couple stand-up comedy shows tonight. Hope you guys have a good weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you're open. We're off Monday, Tuesday. We have a few days off. How about that?
Woo!
America.
Yeah.
About time.
Forget about that. Be safe.
Definitely.
Yeah, thanks to Carly Pierce for coming by. Me too, be safe?
Yes, you
yeah.
too.
Yeah, you be safe. Safe yes. travels.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend. Appreciate you being here on the show.
Come on, y'all.
Bobby
Bones.
Show. Yeah.